Emily, and this is the Emily and Violet podcast.
And my name is Violet, and we will be talking about the book called Song for a Whale.
We will be talking about the first two chapters of the book and what we thought of it. Few paragraphs, we learn that Iris is deaf and is named after a beached whale while her grandpa had passed.
The story is told from her perspective, like most books that have their main character have a disability,
which is most likely because they want you to have more feel in what the character is going through.
Basically, I find it rather interesting how Miss Khan is rude to her. I mean, isn't she like any other student, except she can't hear? Shouldn't it not be a problem because she can usually read lips as well as she has an interpreter?
I agree. It also shows her grandma is a caring person because she seems like she really cares about the wildlife.
We learn a lot in the first two chapters, to be honest. And it's sad, you know. There's a part in the book where she had said, "I've been at the school for 2 years and still felt like the new kid."
Probably because she felt rejected and different from the others because she was deaf and needed help.
Told us how Nina thought she knew sign language, but she didn't. She was just waving her arms and creating a nuisance for everyone else.
We soon get to the part where Iris likes making her interpreter laugh.
As well as Miss Khan tried to hold the interpreter's hand, so Iris had to read her lips. Miss Khan never tried that again.
I forgot to mention that Mrs. Khan drew a red line across her paper when she had written a little backstory on the poem because the poem had meant something to her. How rude! Overall, in the chapters I've read, I really enjoyed the book and the characters in it.
I feel like there was a lot of character development in the first two chapters, a lot more than I expected, which is nice. I can't wait for the next chapters.
Bye-bye, and come back for our next podcast.
I don't like the edge.
Meow.
Yeah, okay, just